Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. The circus came to East Rutherford, New Jersey. Media day for Super Bowl 48. Thousands of reporters converging on dozens of players for both the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. Peyton Manning was asked a bunch about the potential of his retirement if he should win the big one.
Every now and then, you know, it may cross your mind, but the answer is I have no idea. I've tried to be kind of all in on my current job, and especially changing teams and joining a new franchise.
Accredited media members from, well, some unlikely places like Nicktoons and the Queen Latifah Show also in attendance asking players questions, including some not anything related to football, like Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson asked about his life on the diamond and how that has helped him get where he is.
Baseball is a tremendous experience for me in terms of mentally what I've learned from playing baseball and playing the second base position. You got to have amnesia. You know, you play one pitch at a time, one play at a time. It's the same thing playing the quarterback position.
Denver defensive back champ Bailey's been in the NFL for a long time, but he's soaking up his first Super Bowl experience.
It's a little surreal, but, you know, here we are. You know, man, it's still football. I'm ready to go. I'm going to be ready. You know, I feel good.
And wide receiver Doug Baldwin of the Seahawks says media day is only an appetizer.
This is just part of it, you know, and we kind of expected this. We knew what kind of day it was going to be today. I don't think it's going to hit me until I come out of the tunnel before the game. And that is probably when all the emotion and all the excitement of playing in the actual Super Bowl is going to hit me.
4 days away from Super Bowl 48 at MetLife Stadium to the NBA, where the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 100-89. Young Anthony Davis, 30 points, 8 block shots. Big game, he says, was no big deal.
Another game for me, you know, and tomorrow's another game. Go out and just play. My team is doing a great job giving me the ball, telling me to go score. So, that's what I'm trying to do, you know, and I know they're going to be, you know, keying in on me. So got to make sure I make the right pass and not force up any shots.
New York Knicks jumped on the Boston Celtics early and win 114-88. Carmelo Anthony with 24. It was Detroit 103, Orlando 87. Former Buck Brandon Jennings with 20 points. Houston beat San Antonio 97-90. Dwight Howard, 23 points, 16 rebounds.
It's very big. You know, we had two tough games against Memphis. And tonight, you know, San Antonio wanted to play the same type of game, slow the game down, make us grind it out. And instead of us, you know, folding, you know, we fought back and we got a good win.
As for the Memphis Grizzlies, they beat the Blazers in Portland 98-81. Zach Randolph, 23 points against his old team. Indiana had 6 players in double figures in beating the LA Lakers 104-92. Washington Wizards beat the Golden State Warriors 88-85. The Bucks are out to end a 3-game losing streak. They'll be hosting the Phoenix Suns at the Bradley Center on Wednesday night. In college basketball, third-ranked Wichita State beat Loyola 57-45. Number 6, Michigan State, knocking off number 12, Iowa at Carver Hawkeye Arena 71-69 in overtime. LSU surprising 11th-ranked Kentucky 87-82 in Baton Rouge. And in the Big East, 20th-ranked Creighton beat St. John's 63-60. In the Horizon League, the Green Bay Phoenix 7-0. They are 17-3 on the year. They have won 12 straight, looking for their 13th on the road at two-time defending Horizon League champion Valparaiso Wednesday night, and they may have to play without their big man Alec Brown. The 7-1 senior sprained his shoulder last Sunday in a victory over Detroit. Head coach Brian Worrell says we can win with or without.
Oh, we have a confident group. I mean, all of them have played significant minutes in big games already this year. We got guys that can fill the void. Now, obviously, Alec's a big void, and I'm not saying that, but guys can step up and make plays for us, and we expect to win. We expect to come out and compete at a high level, no matter if Alec Brown's suited up or not. And we fully expect to come out and give our best and play well.
Wisconsin Badgers are back at it. They will be hosting the Northwestern Wildcats at the Kohl Center on Wednesday night. Wisconsin opened Big Ten play with a 76-49 victory in Evanston, but guard Josh Gosser says that was a long time ago.
They've gotten a lot better. Even Coach was saying, you know, we kind of gave them a wake-up call in that first game we played them there. You know, that first half, we kind of took it to them, and then that second half, they played with us pretty straight even, and ever since then, they've been, you know, on a tear. They've been winning games and almost winning games, so they're you know, they're not going to beat themselves.
In Division III, 8th-ranked St. Norbert has now won 14 straight. They beat Lake Forest in Illinois 72-52 to get to 16-1, 12-0 in the Midwest Conference. Cam Cerrone, the former Green Bay Phoenix, with 21 points, 7-of-9 shooting from beyond the arc, and he becomes the single-season record holder at St. Norbert for the most three-point field goals with 71. There's still a lot of games to play. The St. Norbert women retain at least a share of first in the Midwest Conference with a 64-53 win. Heidi Van Sistine with 17 points. St. Norbert women now 13-4 overall, 10-2 in Midwest Conference play. Onto the ice, the Ottawa Senators beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2. It was Boston 6, Florida 2. Toronto, a winner over the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2. James Van Riemsdyk with a game-winning goal with 4:03 to play, although it needed a replay review to confirm it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on until I knew they were looking if it hit the net. I heard it hit the back bar, so I wasn't too worried after that point, but I wasn't sure what they were going to be looking for.
Didn't matter. It counted. It was Philadelphia 5, Detroit nothing. Steve Mason delivering the shutout with 33 saves.
That felt good, but a lot of, you know, playing comfortable is the way the guys play in front of me, and tonight was a better effort than we've had. There's still some things that we need to work on, but it was a cleaner game than we've played in recently.
Carey Price stopped 36 shots as Montreal blanked Carolina 3-0. St. Louis shut out New Jersey 3-0. Yaroslav Halak with 23 saves. Nashville gets by Winnipeg 4-3. Phoenix blanking Los Angeles 3-0. Tomas Greiss with 30 saves. Calgary beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-4 in overtime. T.J. Brody netting the game winner.
Just sort of a scrum at the red line, and I think Stempy made a good play to Monty, and he came in, and you know, we got a shot off. The rebound just popped out, and you know, I seen the goalie slid out of the net, so I just tried to wrap it around.
Minnesota Wild double up the Anaheim Ducks 4-2. Green Bay Gamblers with a midweek game at the Rec Center against the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Big game for the Gamblers, going in trailing Dubuque by 6 points for second place in the Eastern Conference. They fell behind 2-0, but Connor Hurley scored in the second period. Drew Best got it even midway through the third, but then the Gamblers gave up 2 goals in a minute 13 to fall 4-2. Head coach Derek Lalonde says the focus has come and gone with this team all season long, citing Dubuque's go-ahead tally.
Immaturity in some of our guys. I mean, what comes off a timeout, so we draw up the face-off, we win the face-off, and our D does not block out. It's just very disappointing. And again, these kids are 17, 18, 19 years old. It's tough to keep it at a level like that all the time. And we're going to go through these growing pains, but it's frustrating when there's such a small margin of error in this league that it costs you points.
Cost them two last night. 18-13-5 for the Gamblers. Now 8 back of Dubuque for second. They have 24 games left, 15 at home. Major League Baseball taking a step to protect pitchers from line drives coming right back to the mound. ESPN reports the league has approved protective caps that pitchers can wear while on the mound. They'll be available for trying out in spring training. The use of the cap will be optional for pitchers once the regular season begins. And the WIAA Board of Control will be voting in Stevens Point Wednesday on a massive conference realignment plan affecting 8 Northeastern Wisconsin conferences and 76 schools, most notably Green Bay East and West, would move out of the Fox River Classic Conference to the Bay Conference. That would add Menasha and Abilene Xavier. Denmark, Luxembourg, Casco, Wrightstown, O'Connell Falls, Marinette would head to the Eastern Valley Conference. The Olympian and Central Lakeshore Conference would merge to form a 14-team league. Plymouth would be leaving the Eastern Wisconsin Conference for a brand new conference with schools like Kewaskum, West Bend East, and West. There's no alterations that are going to be debated. It's either yes or no at the vote today. And if adopted, the changes would begin in the 2015-2016 school year. There's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.